what's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome to another after show for Animal Kingdom. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 2, Episode 13, Betrayal. It's the season finale. A lot went down. We're going to break it down right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac.
Coming in hard. That's exactly what happened.
Who shot Baz?
Oh my goodness. This episode was...
Talk about betrayal for sure.
For sure.
Great season finale.
Loved it. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm your host, Alina Vision. You can follow me on all social media at Alina Vision. And I'm joined by my girl, as always, Lila.
Hello. Yes, you can find me on Instagram at Lee Lizzle.
That's right. Oh.
Let's talk about this episode.
This episode was... I want to get your thoughts on it first.
Ooh, unexpected. Yeah. In one word, unexpected. Like, I know this entire show is just all about... surprises, and everything is just unexpected, but this was a major surprise. Like, I was shocked. I mean, another cringing,
we were
grasping,
like holding on like, to
yes
each other,
we
like,
were
what?
Yes. What about you? What did you think?
I thought,
if you can describe it in like one word, what would you say it, what would it be?
I'm speechless, honestly, when it comes to that, because I would say something like you, because there were so many unsuspecting surprises that were just dropped on us.
Yeah.
And there are things that we were wondering and have been wondering for the past two seasons.
Uh-huh.
And then it was just like the betrayal after betrayal after betrayal. And then the ultimate betrayal at the end. And it was, oh my goodness.
I know.
Great
it's
writing,
like,
great
say?
Acting.
Yes.
Everything was great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where you're going to start, but I'll let you
I'm
go.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Wow.
Because, yeah. We're going to have the chat open. So if you're watching us live, go ahead and jump in the chat. We'd love to see your comments.
If you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, all of that. So first off, the first thing I wrote down was...
Uh-huh.
Baz is the worst dad. Like, I think he wins the award for just being the worst dad.
Yeah, absolutely.
The opening scene, Lena doesn't even want to come home.
So you think that's why he got shot?
Maybe it was Lena who
I'm
shot
just
him. No, just kidding.
True. She was like on stilts.
She's like, I'm done with this. I am so, she's over it. And I'm over it for you because he's just the worst dad to her. And everyone's calling him out on it, and he just doesn't... He's so greedy right now.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
Just from the beginning to the end, if we're talking about Baz, I would never say, like, okay, I can see why he deserved it. Like, I still don't think that was cool, you know? But that just shows how everybody feels...
Or someone feels. Someone's feeling a certain way.
Maybe they're all in it.
Maybe.
At this point. Right?
That's what I loved about how they ended it. Like, there's definitely a hook to keep us, like, intrigued until next season.
Well, you know what I was thinking?
Mm-hmm.
When Pope... I know we're going to talk about everything.
Right.
But when Pope goes up to Craig and Darren and, you know, take care of blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Woo, they weren't really asking questions. It was... I mean, it was just kind of like... Okay, sure, I'll take care of Lena.
Right.
But it wasn't like, why are you saying this? Like, what? Like, that's just not normal. Especially because it's not his daughter. So it's like,
true.
Why are you even bringing this up?
Yeah, true.
You know?
Very true. But also, I think part of it for them was like, okay, Pope's acting weird. Like, why is he saying this? You know?
Right.
Could
then
possibly be
weird,
that. But... Right, exactly. But it was just, it's a weird request because everyone, even Craig told Darren, like, you don't even like Lena. Why did you say yes? You know? It's just an odd request.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm so excited to see what happens in season 3 with all of that because...
So, now we know there is a season 3.
Yeah.
Obviously, we figured there would be, but
there's a season 3.
That just proves it.
Coming soon, coming soon. Let's start off with Baz. Baz and Lucy. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. What about them?
So one thing I wrote down for Baz is I feel like he was just getting really, really greedy. Because mm-hmm. at the beginning of the show, Lucy was like, let's just take what we have and go down to Mexico and start a new life and all of that.
But now does it make you wonder, like, was she lying? Or was that all just a front?
I don't know.
So many questions! So many
questions! We have so many questions. I don't think it was a front. Like, we were talking about this off camera right after we watched the episode. Because yeah. we're like, what do you think this means? Yeah. So my personal opinion is I think that she took advantage of the opportunity and went and got all the cash and whatever was in there as well. Could be that. But you had a different theory.
Yes, I think she planned it.
Could be, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just kind of like maybe she's always been money hungry too. I think every single person in this show is just crazy and money hungry. That's it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. You think about her talking about moving away with Baz to Mexico with this son that we never saw her take care of again. Mm-hmm. So they're both shitty parents, actually.
They really are.
Right?
They
I just thought
really,
of that.
Really, really are.
Because we just didn't really see much.
She hasn't seen her son in how long now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Goodness.
I mean, unless he grew up.
Yeah.
You know, and he's driving now within the last seasons that we see, last episodes that we saw. But, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, she was just kind of telling him what he wanted to hear.
Could be.
Testing him out. Kind of like, all right, I'm going to give him an opportunity. You know, all right, I'm going to remind him again, like, we should move to Mexico. And then it's kind of like, I don't see anything happening.
Right.
We kind of even talked about it in, like, the past episodes that she was becoming, like, the Smurf.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Very much so.
Nikki was trying to kind of squeeze in there, but, like, Lucy was starting to take over, and then her giving, like, Nikki these Smurf speeches.
Exactly.
Latina style. I don't know, you know, but I don't know. Now I'm like, what? She was in on it the whole time, but I know you're thinking otherwise. So I don't know. Yeah. Let's see what the listeners are thinking.
In the chat, when we get that up. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see. Yeah, and if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and leave comments in the comment section. We'd love to hear your comments because it's like, that's what I'm interested to see next season. Like, was she part of it?
Uh-huh.
Was it a plan to take down Baz and just take the money? Yeah. Or was she just an opportunist? I don't know. I think, like, I get, like, what you were saying. And I'm kind of on board with that.
Totally.
But it's
totally.
Like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is tricky.
It is. It is really tricky. And
oh, what? Look at what David said. Hi, guys, on the live chat.
Oh, it went.
Dang it.
David.
David Baldwin.
Marco could be the shooter. Yeah, he could have been. He could have. But one thing I noticed at the end was Jay was wearing pretty much the exact same thing that the shooter was wearing.
But I think maybe they're throwing us off.
Could be.
And Marco was like too hot that he had to take
off. But Jay
off
has
the
a reason
hoodie.
Too to shoot him.
For you think he'd want him dead just for not giving him this half? It's not just Jay though. Well, Jay has the power, so I don't think he would do it. I don't think Jay would have done it.
I don't think Jay would either. But he's been on a crime spree with like Nikki the past.
I know.
Like he's just wilding out. So maybe he's like. I mean, maybe Smurf got to him somehow and was like, you know, take him. I don't know.
I know.
Because we. Yeah, it's just. I mean, Smurf is just running stuff, and she's in jail, so it's
holy
just crazy.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So we saw, I think the tension you could really see come about and alive when Bay, definitely not Bay, when Baz.
I love it. Uh-huh.
It's Bay, but when Baz called the family meeting and, you know, wanted to kind of like say, in front of all the brothers, you know, he has control. Why does he have control? I should have control. And then you see, like, him and Jay just butt heads. And the brothers actually, like, protect Jay.
True. No one said anything.
Yeah. The brothers protect Jay. Mm-hmm. And that's when you could really see, I think, maybe it switch for Jay, I think.
Hmm.
Like, not really trusting him.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think?
So many things were going through my head. Like, I don't know. Why? So I'm thinking, like, why didn't anyone stick up for Baz?
I think it's because he's not a brother. I mean, we heard Darren and Craig say that. You know, I think it was mm-hmm. Craig who said, you know, he's not a brother. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably why. And I think Smurf got to their heads about him possibly, you know, keeping more money than what he's telling them he has.
Right.
Which Gosh, Jay called him out for.
It's like a ping pong
exactly.
game.
Exactly. It's like, going who back do you and trust? Forth. Can yeah. you imagine being in a yeah. family
Hell
like that?
No.
Oh my goodness. So Ooh. Crazy. What are people
oh my
saying
gosh,
in the
people
chat?
Are really tuning in.
I love it. Let's see. Luke Schribner says, Lucy knew where Baz had hid the money. Yeah, for sure she did. She's the only one that knows.
True. Very true.
Only one.
Very true.
Valerie Garcia says, it's all a misdirection of who did it. Yeah, mm-hmm. could be. Could be.
James's body.
Because, I mean, who knows? Maybe Smurf sent someone, you know, to kill Baz. I mean, it could be anyone. We didn't see a face. We didn't see.
I know.
Yeah.
However, do you think there was a purpose for Trujillo, the gang?
Yeah.
The gang member. What do you call them now? I don't know. I don't know. The Cholas.
In La Pinta. I don't know. They were like, yeah, they were definitely her bodyguards in jail.
Right.
So I think,
but
you're not sure where they came from or?
No, well, like Trujillo, mm-hmm. who whatever her first name is, she told Smurf mm-hmm. that Jay sent them.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So I don't know where I'm going with this. But
so I think I know what you're saying. So I think in the last episode, when Smurf first went to jail, she told Jay to go get something from the lawyer and then take it to this one location, drop it off. And that's for her. So I think that's what it was. I think he had to drop off some money or something mm-hmm. to someone mm-hmm. who knew that she'd be protected in jail, who kind of like set that up.
Oh my gosh.
I think.
So many questions.
So many questions. So many questions. Let's talk about
who.
Oh goodness. Let's talk about Smurf, because we're on the subject of Smurf right now.
Is it just me or did she look creepier? She just looks really scary.
She looked really creepy in the scene with Baz. But the rest of her scenes, I was like, dang, how does she look so good in jail?
I was thinking that, too. I know.
Her hair is on point.
I know. Where are you smuggling a straightener from?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, she's looking good in jail.
Yeah, not that food, though.
Oh, no way. Ooh, slop.
But she's, man, she is just messing with everybody's heads.
She knows how to do that.
And it sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's scary. And, you know, I was listening to her, who was she telling, Baz, mm-hmm. about how no matter what, like, Smurf will always love, no, Pope will always love Smurf
right.
more than anyone, more than Baz, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Like, that says a lot about her character, and it's like,
right.
I mean, clearly it shows that it's true. She's not lying about that.
Yeah.
But how, like, that just made her look so much creepier.
These
people, like, these kids, everybody lives for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, she, again with, like, the Griselda Blanco, the godmother.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Running shit from behind bars, you know,
yeah.
where it's like, that's her. Like, she will always win.
Always.
You know, and her giving Jay the power of attorney, like, she's still winning. That's her choice.
Right.
And it's kind of like, you know, her little mini-me while she's in there.
Right. Protecting her.
Trying to get
her,
bail.
Everything. Yeah, she's trying to get bail, but it's going to be denied because
oh my gosh.
Cops found, you know, different types of passports, a whole bunch of cash.
Right.
Like, she's a flight risk.
Right.
So we find out from her lawyer
who
wants
the truth.
Yeah. $1 million to represent her, that's not going to happen. But we are introduced to another character, Pierce, I believe his name
is. Yeah, was that the detective?
Yeah, the detective, mm-hmm. who comes in and tells Smurf that there was 6 bank robberies mm-hmm. in one day, and the guy who did it kind of reminds him of Pope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and gives her... We find out that she's facing 20 to life,
obviously. Does she know that it's Pope?
I don't think she knows, no.
Okay.
I don't think she knows that he did any of that.
Yeah, because that was on his own... That was, like, his own thing, right?
Exactly. I don't think but he told anyone... But he's the only one
that has stolen... That has robbed banks.
Right. And he's really good at prison. It.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So he actually gives her a chance to give up all of her boys to get out.
And she'd rather kill him.
She's like, you know what? I'm just going to knock him off. Don't worry about it.
No need for that.
Yeah. That way. Gosh. Oh, my goodness. So do you think that that's still kind of up in the air? Or do you think she would give him up? I mean, because that's what Baz has been telling this whole story. So it's like, who do we believe? Do we believe Smurf or Baz or what?
I think... She's not going to give them up. I think she's going to, man, now I'm starting to think, like, because Baz isn't her son, technically, mm-hmm. this was her doing.
Right.
And I feel like that's something that she's running from behind bars, too. So instead of giving up her sons, she's having someone else run that for her. So maybe she told Jay, like, yo, this is a situation. Either I give you guys up or you kill Baz. That's one scenario.
Yeah, that's a scenario. Interesting.
I don't think she's going to give them up.
I don't think so either. But Baz made a very compelling point when he was talking to Jay about, you know, who... Now, that was another bomb that dropped about who potentially his father could be. Turns out was some slick real estate agent.
No name.
Yeah, no name. That happened to rape his mom. And I think Pope went out and almost beat him to death. And then the guy went away, never to be seen again. So, I mean, that was pretty compelling. And when Jay asked Smurf about it, she didn't, like, deny the story.
Right. You're very right.
Yeah. She's just I noticed like, that he's too. Trying to get to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let him get to you, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
So creepy.
Yeah.
So creepy.
No, that's true. Like, for a second, I was like, I wonder if Baz is telling the truth. But I think it's true.
You think it's true?
I think it's true.
So you think that she only watches out for herself?
Yeah.
Right, obviously. Yeah. So, I don't know. Wouldn't that mean
she might turn... It sounds so real. I mean, look at what happened with Javi. Like, 2 feet away from her.
Yeah.
You know? Like, she is heartless. She's ruthless. She's just evil.
I feel like she's really evil and she would turn in other people, but I feel like her sons and her grandchildren, I don't think she'd turn in.
Right, which is why she sent Marco to kill Baz.
There's something happened.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Josh Vision. Hey, what's up with 1S?
Hey,
Smurf is unpredictable. Yeah. Totally. Totally unpredictable. I mean, you just never know with her. You really, really never know. And one thing that stood out to me, a quote that she said was, never trust an outsider to do the right thing.
So what's the right thing?
The right thing is the Smurf thing. Whatever Smurf says is right is right.
Right. But in this scenario, like this episode, what do you think she would have thought was the right thing?
For who?
For
the episode. She was talking to Baz, I believe, when she said that.
What were they? What were they talking about?
They were talking about because she was. She had said that Pierce had paid her a visit, and so apparently he knows who this detective is. Obviously, and you know, I think she said I could give up pretty much you guys or you know, staying here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry. You would think that I, like, don't watch the episodes. Like, my mind's just going different places.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
And we're taking notes. So stuck on, like, one person or one scene. Yeah.
There's a lot. And we're taking notes. It's all good. But, yeah, I mean, she just... Oh, goodness. And then the other, like, penny that dropped, she tells Baz about Pope. What?
Yeah.
That was a shocker.
Can you imagine? So, for a second, like, I know Baz is a jerk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crappy father, just selfish.
He's just being a bad human being.
Did you feel bad for him during that scene?
For a second, because I was like, ooh, she one-upped you.
Like, she's pretty much telling it right.
Yeah, like, you, like, put him in jail.
We killed your baby mama.
Yeah.
Do we still think that Baz is Lena's father?
I don't know.
I thought this episode we were going to find out that, like,
me, I know, because we're finding out so much. And I feel like every time him, Pope, and Baz are in a scene together and it has something to do with Lena, I feel like this pull of Baz or Pope just wanting to say, like, Lena's my child.
Oh,
or
my
she
gosh.
Could be, you
right,
know? Like, I
right.
feel like I see that in his eyes. Like, he's just so frustrated, but he doesn't say anything.
You know, the thing about Pope, he doesn't say much. So,
yeah.
Okay. Remember I was telling you earlier, I don't know if you guys listen to K-Rock, but sometimes I do during my drive. Mm-hmm. And Sean Hadassie, Pope, right. was on as a guest this morning, and he was talking about the season finale, and he was talking to Bean and Allie.
Mm-hmm.
And Bean was like, hey, okay, I know you can't tell us exactly what's going to happen, but, like, what can you tell us about this episode? Like, can you tell us, if anything, you know?
Right.
And he says, all I can say is something's going to happen. And they were like, whoa, good tease. Yeah. Thanks, bro, you know? But he was talking about his character and how creepy and why he is the way he is. And he was explaining exactly what we see.
Right.
And what he said was that Pope is pretty much a confused guy who turns to... Oh, because Allie was talking about... that one episode, last one, I know we're on the season finale, right. but, like, last episode, remember when, like, there was a point where they were in the kitchen and it seemed like they were going to make out, like, him and Smurf?
Yeah.
It was just creepy. This, like, weird, right. And we thought they were going to, it was just weird. And then he just kind of hugged her.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, Allie was asking him, like, dude, I thought you were going to make out with her. Like, I was so grossed out. And he's like, see, here's the thing about Pope. Like, he's a really quiet guy. Yes, he's creepy. That's what makes him creepy.
Right.
He's a really quiet guy. But when he has something to say... It's very important.
Very true.
And that, very true,
so
right?
True.
So he was saying, I wrote it down, that Pope is a confused guy who turns to a variety of things in the moment of stress.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he can go from, I want to kiss you, to, I want to choke you, to, please hug me, to, please
so
get
true.
Off me.
Yeah.
Like, on point, right?
Yeah.
And he plays it so well. Wow. So well. That's why I was like, okay, I like this interview.
To be able to, like, make those switches so quickly and make it so natural.
Yes.
And believable is,
That mean, says a lot about
talent.
Who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, like, his OCD or whatever. Did you see when he was, like, putting hand sanitizer?
Yes.
Like, it just says a lot about him. Like, I don't know if it has to do with being in jail at one point where it's, like, everything's dirty.
Gross,
and,
right.
I don't know. But anyway, just wanted to...
He is being an awesome father comparative to Baz, you know?
Doesn't it make you wonder, too, though? Like, why do you love her so much?
That's why
I think
that's, he knows, like, that's probably his kid. Could be.
Oh, my gosh.
Going out on a limb here, I'm thinking that it probably is. He definitely feels a connection to Lena. And, I mean, the poor thing needs... a parent of some sort right now because she's not sleeping. She thinks everyone's going to leave because her mom, you know, she thinks left her. And now she sees everyone fighting. Yeah. And
do we know her age?
No.
Or what
I don't
grade?
Think so. I'm guessing she goes to school, so I'm guessing like first grade or kindergarten.
I could
like
see that.
Like
first grade maybe.
Yeah. She's around that age, I think.
Gosh, and then when she was, like, sitting down by herself in the school.
So sad.
Like, the little schoolyard.
So sad. Goodness,
Bats.
Let's see. Valerie Garcia says, OMG moment. She just wanted to hurt him bad and see his reaction of pain all over his face. She wanted revenge. Yeah. She definitely, I mean, yeah. She's talking about Smurf telling Baz about Pope, I believe. And yeah, you could tell. It was written all over her face. She was just like, okay, I might be behind here and you might think you know what's going on. Yeah. But guess what?
Sadly, it's like she enjoyed it.
She did. She's and that's so what made her creepy in that moment. We were like, ooh, she looks a little creepy right there. Just a little creepy. Ooh.
What else?
Speaking of, let's see. Let's talk about Baz and Pope a little bit more since we're on
Let's talk about
since
them.
Since we're on that subject. As soon as, you know, Pope finds out that Baz knows because Smurf calls him. Which is, didn't you think it was so weird that he was curled up in the shower?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what was
like,
going on.
Like, he's always just finding these little corners and crevices.
Like, I was waiting for him to, like, turn on a blow dryer.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I mean, given all the times, all the chances he's had.
Headspace, that's definitely for sure. But,
and how do you hear your phone ring from the shower?
That's a loud phone.
Is that
phone.
Just me?
I know. I don't have my ringer on that loud.
I know. Neither.
No. It's on silent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he, you know, he finds out. And that's when he goes and tells, you know, Darren and Craig, hey, will you take care of Lena if anything happens to me? Which is, you know, for them a little weird. We know what's going on as the viewers. But I found it interesting how he went to Baz's place, like went through the house, like didn't go to the outside to just like sit on, you know, the strand like he was at the end. But he took out all the bullets from his gun.
Why?
I think to show Baz that he wasn't going to do anything to him. Because he set it, like, right down next to him. Mm-hmm. He took the bullets, threw it away. Mm-hmm. So I think that was for, like, if Baz comes and sees me at any point, he knows I'm not armed.
But he threw them in the sand.
Yeah, which is weird. I was like, why are you doing
that? Yeah, because he could take them out and put them right next to him.
Right.
I thought he was going to... I don't know if the word is pretend, but he was going to act on, like, this suicidal
notion that he's been
I guess, yeah. right. But he didn't really want to kill himself, so that's why he threw the bullets just to kind of, like, all for show.
Could be.
So that Baz could be like, no, wait, but I love you. I don't, you know, I don't know what kind of relationship they all got. But that's what I was thinking.
Could be.
He was playing it safe. However, last episode, we thought he was going to shoot himself, right?
Right. That was like,
but we didn't really see him throw the bullets or anything. So for all we know, it was a loaded gun.
Yeah.
But that's what I thought. Like him taking out the bullets. Because it's like, how does Baz know that he doesn't have bullets?
Another one or another gun something like that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just feel like that scene where Pope is just with his back towards Baz, right? Towards the back of the house, facing the ocean with the gun. Baz comes and looks at him with the gun like, oh, he's going to shoot himself. Don't do it. Like, I don't know. I thought it was all
could
production.
Be.
It was all a little mini production.
Oh, now that you gave it that angle, could be.
That's what I thought.
But I mean, Baz in that moment was heated. Like, you could tell he wanted to shoot. Pope, for
Wouldn't
sure.
Wouldn't you want to? Can you imagine?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, granted, Baz was a total, like, douched Kath.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's still the child, or his baby mama, I guess you could say. But the way he turned it and flipped it after Pope was like, just shoot me. Were you expecting that? Were you expecting him to? I mean, I knew that they weren't going to kill Pope.
Right.
But I was like, oh, how is this going to end? And it just, like, it flipped. And now he's saying, Baz is saying, you know, I know it wasn't you. It was Smurf all along. Do you think that's genuine? Or do you think that's him thinking, oh, I can if I can get Pope on my side, then I can have more leverage with everyone else?
Ooh, good question. I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that, but a little piece of me tells me that it is genuine.
Yeah.
Because he knows... I feel like because Baz isn't blood, he just knows how crazy, sneaky Smurf is, you know? So I feel like he knows how she's, like, manipulated everybody and brainwashed everyone, and so he truly believes that Smurf made him do it.
Which is true.
I mean, right, Smurf right, did. Right, right.
He wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
I don't think, regardless, if Smurf hadn't have told him to do it.
Yeah.
She's just got this crazy power over all of them.
I know.
Even when they think they're in charge and have power, it's like she still has all the power. Yeah. And
you know, then I started thinking... Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, so many different scenarios. Yeah. I'm like, what? How did this happen? Like, I started thinking, this is obviously so dumb, but another possible scenario.
Uh-huh.
Pope killed Baz because he didn't kill Pope.
He's like, you know
what? I don't know. I just feel like he's probably like, just shoot me already. Right. Like, kill me. Like, yeah. I really want you to kill me. And he didn't. And so he was like, bang, bang, you should have killed
me. He's like,
me.
And now you know too
got
much.
You first.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe. Maybe because Baz knows too much now.
Ooh. Right?
I mean, who knows? It's Animal Kingdom.
And then again, I know, but then again, Pope says that he'd, like, rather die than go back to jail. Or am I making that up?
Yeah, I think he did.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Which
like,
is
kind of
weird
he
that
feels
he
like...
went on a rampage of, like, you know, bank robberies if he doesn't want to go back to jail. That was sloppy.
I know.
That was so sloppy on his part.
I know, but I also kind of think that it wasn't sloppy because he didn't. I feel like only certain people, like three people or something, know about Pope.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're all in on it. I just feel like everybody's dirty. Everyone's a dirty cop. Everyone's, you know, like.
Yeah.
What is that? Figuratively?
Figuratively. Speaking.
Hypothetically.
Right.
Like, not, like, dirty, like, they don't shower.
Right, exactly. But they're just...
Now I'm trying to get real
they're
English
just, they're
101.
They're just, like, in it for their own. I mean, God, everyone in this show is just... You don't know who to trust. It's like your family. You should trust them.
Yeah, everyone's out for themselves.
And it's like, who's telling the truth? Is it Smurf? Is it Baz? Is it Pope just killed your, like, baby mama?
Yeah.
It's just... It's crazy. It's bananas. But, yeah, I think that scene was actually really, really... amazing between Baz and Pope.
Yeah.
And kind of spoke volumes also to their relationship. If it was genuine from Baz.
Right. Right.
I just, for me, it felt a little too quick to be, you know what I'm saying? To be genuine because he just learned, like, this guy
killed his girlfriend.
Killed his girlfriend. Right. Whatever, yeah. Exactly. And all of a sudden you're forgiving him. I mean, I don't know.
I was feeling a type of way, though. I'm not going to lie.
Right?
Like, what's wrong with me? I've been so emotional all month where I'm like, oh, my gosh.
What is wrong?
They really love each other. Yeah. Like, yes, forgive him. He didn't mean to
do it.
You know?
Right.
Either way, I mean, he freaking killed somebody. That's horrible, but.
I know. And then Smurf while that was evil. All going on, I was like, when is Amy going to forgive him?
I know.
Probably
do you think
not.
We'll see her again?
I hope so. I think she's really good for Pope.
Yeah.
I think she's really good for Pope, and I'd like to see more of her.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we like her. We like her. Let's move on to Jay.
Okay.
So Jay and Nikki are graduating.
Yay.
Finally.
So they'll be 21 season 3.
I know, right? Exactly.
They're going to skip the useless years between 18 and 20.
20, exactly. Because you can't really do anything fun.
No.
So they're graduating. And I love how they're, like, not sure if they're going to go. Like, he doesn't really care to go to his graduation, even though it looks like he has all these honors for graduating. I mean,
right.
He had a whole bunch of tassels, which, I don't know, at my school we didn't get tassels on our thing. It was, like, tassels around our neck.
Oh,
I've
really?
Yeah, I've never seen that with, like,
tassels. We had
tassels
on our
Well, we had the tassel. We had the one tassel that everyone had, but if you had honors and stuff, you had, like, tassels.
Oh, I see
your
what
neck.
You're saying.
Yeah. So I was like, that's a
I
lot of
tassels.
I wasn't
an honor student, so I don't remember that. Oh, silly me. Yeah, you're right, though. But in college, I do remember that.
Yeah.
This is high school.
Yeah. But, so he's super smart. Clearly, it didn't really affect his grades, all this, the life of crime at all.
Well, hey, good for him. Yeah. He wasn't doing coke.
Unlike his girlfriend.
Drinking at 3 in the morning, I know.
God.
Yeah, so I'm sure that has a lot to do with it.
She's a hot mess.
Yeah, she
is. Nikki
is
a hot
is.
Mess. I mean, she's not even sure if she's going to graduate, but she's asking to go get more blow. And
well, she graduated with a D.
Yeah.
Woo!
Overachiever.
I know.
Jeez. She's like, at least I got out of here. So her parents don't come to her graduation. Turns out they get stuck in Honolulu and are like, eh, we're not going to make it, so we're just going to kick it here.
If you had a daughter like Nikki, would you do the same?
Ooh, tough question.
Like, well, sorry, useless child.
I mean, Honolulu is really, Hawaii is really nice.
Yeah, of course.
I know.
Hawaii is really nice. I was thinking about that too. I was like, should I feel sorry for her?
I know.
Doesn't matter. I mean,
she did just leave her family when they went to Guam.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But, yeah. So she's not so excited about the fact that they didn't come. We actually see some emotion from her about her family, because normally she's just completely bad-mouthing them.
Right. And she tries to hide her feelings with some more blow.
Yeah. She needs to go to her and Craig need to go to rehab.
Yeah, separate ones.
Right. Not together.
Yeah.
Not together. So she goes and gets high, of course, and decides to get back a jacket that some other chick, like, borrowed from her 2 years ago.
I do remember her always wearing that jacket, though.
I do, too. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
I was like, yeah, it is cute. You didn't have to go and,
no,
you know.
You could have just asked for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You could have just said, I saw it on your Snapchat.
Yeah.
There's no need for all this extra drama. But, yeah, so they break into the house, and I feel like she's dragging Jay down, right?
I thought she did, too.
Yeah.
With that little so-called heist or whatever her job was.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Like, she's trying so hard to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know. Do you think the old man deserved it?
No. When Jay pushed him down the stairs, I was like, he better not be dead. Jay, that's the last thing you want.
Yeah.
That is the last thing you want, is to have, you know, broken into somebody's house and then killed them.
Yeah, man.
No bueno.
I'm glad he shot her.
Yeah.
He's like, that's what you get, you dumb girl.
Exactly, like right in the butt, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Josh Fitzen says, Nikki is the female version of Craig. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely is. Oh, no. David Baldwin says, I've wanted Nikki dead since season one. Oh. You know what? I've come to like her character in the sense that she adds a different dimension.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
She adds that kind of risk of not knowing what she's doing, kind of being immature and all of that to everyone else who kind of, I mean, they do get sloppy, but are more well-formed than she is.
No, I agree.
Yeah, but I totally get it. I mean,
especially because Smurf was, like, the only female.
Right.
So
I like seeing this more female characters.
Baby girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, she's got a lot to learn if she wants this life.
I don't know. I'm already thinking about season three, and I'm like, what is she going to be doing with her life then?
Well, she says she doesn't want to work at Costco.
Right. So she'd rather steal from friends' homes
than
work at Costco or any other place. I get it.
She had a breakdown in that home. Like, she went ballistic on the girls' trophies and pictures and everything, which, I mean, clearly I feel shows that she has some self-esteem issues, and that's probably why she does all the blow and
that too. But I feel like, you know what I was thinking, I don't remember who this girl was in the past seasons. I forgot her name.
I think it's Mindy or something.
Mindy. But did you see the UCLA acceptance letter?
So
I was thinking that that's the reason why she was going crazy, because that was a moment of realization for her
where that she's
like,
a loser.
I'm a loser.
What
am I doing with my life? Like, well, I know how to feel better. Blow, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And more
start
blow.
Start stealing and, you know. Yeah.
That's a slippery slope.
I don't know. But I don't see that working out next season. Her and Jay, I feel like Jay's going to get to the point where he's next season just kind of starting off fresh.
I would hope. I would kind of like that.
I think so.
I would like to see Jay with a new chick. But then it's like, how does he balance having a girl who doesn't know about, you know, what his family does and him, what he does?
I know.
And I mean, Nikki's kind of good with that because she knows and she wants to be a part of it. It's just that's
but then
a hard.
She's not good with that, you know? I mean, look at Pope and Amy.
Right.
Right? Like, she doesn't know anything.
Right.
Except for the biggest thing, you know, where it's like she still doesn't really know his past, but she's been helping him,
Right.
Become a better communicator. Not a person, but, you know, he's been communicating quite well. But yeah. I think that's what Jay's going to kind of find next season.
That would be nice.
An Amy sort of type of girl.
Type of gal.
I don't know.
Possibly. Let's move
we
on.
We can audition for that.
There you go. There Hello. You go. Darren and Craig. So, yeah.
They played a small role.
They did. They had a, you know, it wasn't as big this, mm-hmm. but we always They're enjoy
letting
seeing,
us know that they were still part of it.
We enjoy seeing alive. The duo.
Yeah.
So Darren, we find out, is figuring out how to launder his cut of the money through his bar.
Mm-hmm.
So he figures, I love seeing him like all on his calculator.
Me too. Me
look
too.
Look at you.
Yeah.
So he can launder $3,000 a week through his bar.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds, you know, pretty reasonable. Craig still doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. Like Nikki. Yeah. So, yeah, it's true. They totally are the same. Yeah. But I don't think they're going to be together.
No. Yeah. And especially, I mean, we can tell that Craig is back with Ren.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of where his heart has always been.
Mm-hmm.
If he just, you know, hadn't left her for dead that one time.
Mm.
Where do you think that's going to go?
I don't know, but I think I'm starting to see a trend. Look at Lucy leaving Baz for dead.
Ah.
Dun, dun, dun.
So true.
We're going to see him season 3 with, like, bandages
and she's a gun just like, with peace Lucy's out. Name.
Yeah.
Karma. Karma.
Yeah, for sure.
One thing that I noted was that they were talking about how Smurf was in jail, and Darren totally called it. Like, she's still running things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's a very astute point.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that you know that she's still in charge. She's the right. head.
And so with that said, mm-hmm. they're leaning more towards Jay.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're definitely leaning more towards Jay, especially because Smurf got into their heads
mm-hmm.
big time. So we see that. And I think we see that definitely come to fruition this episode. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Baz is just trying so hard to get into everyone else's heads.
Like, he is.
Right?
He's, and not, he's just not that succeeding. Good of a manipulator. He tries, but I feel like he goes too far or, like, puts too much energy into it.
Yeah, that's
you know?
What it is.
Like, with Smurf, it's just effortless.
Right.
But with him, it's like, I'm saying this because I need something from you.
Right.
You know? Rather than I'm saying this to protect you.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Then again, like, Smurf is just a lot creepier than Baz.
True.
He doesn't have that creepiness to him.
No.
He's a jerk.
Right.
And Smurf is a boss. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Even though Baz is trying to be a boss, but, like,
right.
you know, that's, their characters are just completely different.
Exactly. So, exactly. But then it's like, there's this, I'm like, well, do we believe Baz or do we believe Smurf? Because we know Smurf is, like, slick and sly.
Uh-huh.
So are we like, is Baz just trying to one-up her or is he actually telling the truth?
I know. And I think that's what makes the show
so good,
great.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just that constant, like, what is going on?
Yeah, they totally mess with our heads. And it's fun, but it's not because it's like you want to get down to, like, an answer and then... But that's what makes it so cool, where it's like these things shock us and these
and
endings.
And season finales.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I know.
Let's talk about that last scene where he gets shot.
By.
Dun, dun, dun. Who knows? I mean,
You thought it was Lena, right?
No. I thought it was Jay. Because he was dressed, you know, in the same way. But then it could have been Marco. It could have been a number of different
people.
See, I
feel like Jay... in a hoodie was just throwing us
right.
off.
Right, yeah. Could be.
Yeah.
Definitely could be.
I don't know, but yeah, man, that scene was
our jaws
unexpected.
On the floor. Completely.
Right? Totally unexpected. Yeah. Like, I didn't think anyone was going to get shot. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know.
Yeah, especially in shot in a place. Like, it wasn't just shot in the arm or shot in the leg. It was, like, shot in a place where... That's hard to recover from. Like, could have hit his heart, major organs, lungs.
Right. Like, that was the main target.
Yeah. So, I'm like, they didn't just kill off Baz. No.
I know.
They couldn't have.
Okay. So, let me tell you this. And I don't know if everyone else will agree.
Okay.
If you were watching the episode when Lucy runs in and she's getting ready to go into the car, did you not see her smirk?
When Lucy runs in.
Like, for real. I was looking at Lucy, and she was running. Like, they were in, they were at Baz's house, right?
Yeah.
So they were getting ready to get into the Jeep and head out to Mexico or whatever they were going to do. Because she was like, come on, Ben, Bucky, whatever.
Yeah.
So she's so running she to the car. Luring him and out? She was like, her hair's like flowing and she was like, and then ba 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 ba.
Oh. The Tupac scene. I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
No, I'm serious.
The Tupac scene. Love it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. And then I'm thinking, like, if it was Marco, clearly he's not going to shoot his sister.
Exactly.
Because he's in on it.
Nobody shot at her.
So, no. And she wasn't like,
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, it was just kind of like, well, we didn't really see her either, but I'm assuming because she kind of.
She ran out afterwards.
Bash, she was, skipping or hopping to go get him.
I gotta go.
But that's what I'm saying. She didn't even wait that long. It was almost like she was just patting his shirt and like, the cops
are coming. I can't be here.
I can't be here. Gotta go.
He's sorry.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye, boy.
Bye.
Yeah, I really think, I don't know. I'm starting to lean towards Marco.
Marco?
I think so.
I don't know. I'm really on the fence about that one. And I'm so excited to see, like, what happens in season 3 with that.
For sure.
It's crazy. What are people saying in the chat? Jasmine Odom says it was Marco. I believe last scene was a shocker. Yeah. Shocker is right. It was all Lucy. Yeah. I think the consensus is it was...
You know why, too? I'm just saying, like, I'm not trying to convince you. But it's like,
I don't know. It could be. I could see
I think
it.
There's a reason for him being in that scene, right? You know? And so they were both...
Because the gunman was there, knew that they would be coming out.
Exactly.
So,
Okay. And they both had these, like, smirks on their face.
And Lucy,
like,
she's... Yeah.
And the jewelry, and Marco goes well with jewelry, and he knows of it. Right?
That's so true.
Yeah.
So true. Mm-hmm. And she knows... She was running him the whole time. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he had it coming, I have to say. Ish.
Woo!
Let's see. Before we get into predictions, mm-hmm. I think we... Did we get it all? I think we did, right? And knocked everything out.
What about... one last thing. What about, like, Jay asking Smurf who her dad... Or who
his
dad was?
Oh, my goodness. How can I forget about that?
Yeah. Yay. Glad I reminded you. Yeah.
Because that was
a major point, too. Yeah.
And... she did not answer.
She was giving him the runaround.
She just said, hey, you know, Baz is trying to get into your head, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of baby, Nikki also realized how awkward it is that Smurf calls Jay baby.
Oh,
remember?
Right.
She was like,
yeah,
baby,
I didn't think it was
baby.
So weird, though. I think she was just mocking Smurf.
But, right, I mean, I think she knows that, like, it's weird that your grandma calls you baby in this, like, weird way. You know? Come on. If your boyfriend...
Smurf is his grandma, right?
Yeah. If your boyfriend's grandma was like, baby, like, wouldn't you be like, okay, you got to admit that's a little weird.
Well, if she looked like Smurf, then I would be worrying. Yeah.
It's a little awkward. It's a little weird. But that's why we love Smurf. Because she's just... She's Smurf.
Yeah, she's one of a kind.
She's Smurf. Well, before we get into predictions,
yes,
it's a little housekeeping here for AfterBuzz TV.
Yes. Tell us.
So, you know, as always, we thank you guys for your support, and we actually have some exciting news about AfterBuzz. So whether you're a new listener, I know, get excited, or a longtime AfterBuzz fan, just know that this is the number one destination for TV coverage. So starting next month, we'll be expanding our content beyond just after shows to bring you a whole slate of new content, formats, and guests. Okay. Our after shows aren't going anywhere, so don't worry about that. They're simply evolving. So most of the shows you love only on air for part of the year, but during the rest of the year, these shows have news constantly breaking that you want to talk about, right?
Yep.
Like, I'd want to talk about stuff that happens on Animal Kingdom, even if it's, you know, news that breaks, you know?
Absolutely.
During the rest of the
year. Like, I want to know when Pope's daughter or son is born.
Yeah, because he's, you know.
By the way, they're expecting a third boy.
They are.
Like, for
bless
real.
Bless them.
Congrats. Sean Hattissey, not yes. Pope.
Congrats to him. So, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, ESPN mm-hmm. or Talk TV. Mm-hmm. You know, that's our job to cover and break it. So, we'll have in-depth coverage show for comedy, drama, animated, truly anything you can imagine. Nothing is off limits. And given our no limits approach to TV coverage, we realize that sometimes it can be hard to find the shows you love, right? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, and we listen. We're restructuring the website, shows, and our platforms to make it easier for you guys to find. So if you're not watching us, you know, on YouTube or listening to us on the podcast, you can always go to AfterBuzzTV.com and see all the shows there and check it out there. So our YouTube channel will be divided into 9 sections by genre. And yeah, there's a lot to be excited about, but it won't happen all overnight. So you got to be patient with us. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's
new
exciting
stuff
news.
Launching. Be excited.
Does it say what genres?
The genres will be drama, comedies, reality competition, wrestling and sports, animation, sci-fi, fantasy, superheroes, red carpets, and lastly, our own featured original content.
All right.
Awesome. Yeah. So to keep up to date with everything, be sure to sign up for our monthly newsletter launching in September and check out our show After Buzz Weekly with Megan Setcher.
All right.
There we go.
September is already in 4 days.
Right? No.
3 days?
Isn't it like tomorrow or the next day? 2 days, I think. Isn't today the 29th?
The first. Yeah. Friday.
First. There we go.
Yes.
Friday. We go.
September 1st. Yes. Pay your rent. Pay your mortgage.
And then go broke. Tune in to AfterBuzz.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
All right. Well,
that's exciting.
Yeah. Let's get into predictions.
Ah! What a season finale! What do we predict?
Season 3 predictions. What are we thinking?
I am thinking you and I will be back here.
There you go.
Back to you.
That's it.
Okay. I think season 3, given the way that it ended, I think season 3 will be a Lucy and Marco show.
Ah, I like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know more about Lucy.
Yeah, because we don't know much.
No.
Other than what Darren and Craig said, that she's a kidnapper, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it'll be more of Lucy and Marco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
What do you think?
I have a feeling Baz is not going to die. Mm-hmm. No, Tupac style.
Yep.
Like you said. And then... I think it's also going to be a lot more of Lucy and Marco, because eventually if Baz lives, he's going to go to that house and see that it was looted, and she's the only one who knows where that is.
And then he's going to get Pope to kill Lucy.
Oh my God. that would be crazy.
Yeah, he's going to be
that
like,
would
hey,
be crazy.
Do a repeat.
Now, I don't think Pope would even ever listen to him for that. The only one that can do that is Smurf, for sure. I think Smurf is going to be in jail probably for half the season, maybe, or a good, maybe a little bit less, but I think she'll be in jail. She'll figure out a way to get out somehow.
For sure
she will.
Yeah.
And then
it'll
I can't come wait back to see her. The interaction between her and Baz.
Oh my gosh.
Like, living for that. Like, yeah. I am so here for that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What a great show
this episode.
Animal Kingdom is awesome.
It is.
All the actors, the characters are great.
Absolutely. All you guys that watch us.
Exciting.
Yes. Thank you so much for watching us and also for being in the chat, leaving comments, all of that.
I appreciate it. Sorry.
Oh, what?
DWJT.
What does it say? Oh, it's going to be torture waiting for season 3. Oh, we so feel
yes.
you on that. It's going to be torture, but, you know, hopefully it'll come soon.
And Jasmine, soon we'll be talking about season 3. Love you guys.
Oh,
we love you guys. Thank you so much for always tuning in. It's
yes,
exciting
we
for
love
us.
Having you guys here. So until next time. Where can they find you?
You guys can find me on season, off season, on Instagram at LayLizzle.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Alina Vision. That's Vision with two S's. Yeah, it's been a great season.
Yes, loved it has.
Having you guys here. Oh my goodness.
Successful.
Success. Woo! We'll see you guys in season three. All right. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.